in the box. They're also looking for a metal plate which was part of the IED and could have been propelled from the site in the blast. Anyone who's had black powder stolen or gone missing is also asked to contact police. The substance was used to make the explosive device.
A long stretch of the glider highway will receive a $1.8 million upgrade to repair the deteriorating condition of the road. The 2.5-kilometre section of the highway, which is 3 kilometres west of Glen Innes, will undergo 10 weeks of repair from Monday. Northern Tablelands MP Adam Marshall says he is happy the money has come through from the state government.
The section of the road that is in a bad state of repair has been deemed a dangerous section of road, and a section of that road which council and myself have been asking the state government to upgrade. Very, very pleased to see this money rolled out, and the actual work will begin very quickly.
The University of New England's Enactus team is hoping to come away with a win at the World Cup, which kicks off in Johannesburg in South Africa today. It's the second time in 3 years the UNE team has been nominated. Two of the team's projects has